Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Special guest, Brother Paul Wiedemann. Please enjoy.
Well, our topic today, our subject today, is one everyone needs to know about. Whether you're a Christian, whether you're a professing Christian, or whether you're an unbeliever, it's for all mankind. And not much is known about it. The title is Angels and the Dragon. Now, I've noticed something about our present world. Maybe you have too. It appears that most of the time, it's so cynical, it's so self-satisfying, it's so materialistic, it's so self-confident in the things that are seen. So they spend less time looking at the spiritual realm. Now, every now and then, the world will give some thought to this. They'll say, what is this religious thing all about? Maybe there's a wider reality than what we see with our eyes. And then you'll see in popular magazines once in a while, they'll think about that and they'll write about heaven, they'll write about hell, they'll write about God, they'll write about sin and death. But I've noticed something else. Most of the time, and about all the time, they get Christianity wrong in what they write. So what we're going to do today, you and all of us will learn what people know little about, and that's the unseen world. The Bible says this in Colossians 1:16. It says, for by Him, by who? By Jesus, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Now watch this next phrase. It says, whether visible or invisible. Whether thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. That tells you a lot right there. You were created for Him. By Him and for Him. And it says Jesus, in verse 17, it says Jesus is before all things, and by Him all things hold together. Now I want you to turn in your Bible in the Old Testament back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to make a few points here. We'll read some scripture. We'll quote some scripture and we'll let the Spirit lead today. I want you to see this. Genesis 1:31. I'm using the King James Version today.
Yeah. No. Oh. Got a good seat right there where you made.
In one, Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that He had made. Everything. God saw everything He had made. That He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and morning were the sixth day. Now watch this now close. You'll see something here. Close. Look close. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. And all the host of them. Notice then, all the host of them. All the host, all the angels, all the cherubim, all the host of heaven. All in that 6 days. It was finished by God in 6 days. You see, angels, the heavens, all of us. Genesis 1 gives you an overall view. Genesis chapter 2 gives you details of the creation. But right here it's telling you He saw that everything God had made was very good. 6 times before in Genesis chapter 1, He says He created and it was good. Now He says it's very good. In Hebrew, that word very means exceedingly good.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.